Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the sixth chapter of Maseches Edyos and beginning the seventh. The third and final Mishnah in chapter Vav is extremely long. I don't know if it's the longest Mishnah in Shas, but if it isn't, it's certainly a runner-up. So accordingly, we'll just be doing the Mishnah and maybe one or two Bartneros, not all of them. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Kazayas Basar, Shaporish Me'ever Minachai, an olive-sized piece of flesh that separates from a limb that was lost from a live person. Rabbi Eliezer Matame, Rabbi Eliezer says that this olive-sized piece of flesh from a live person's limb is impure. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya, Mitarin. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya say that it is pure. Etzim Kisaora, Haporesh Me'ever Minachai, a piece of bone the size of a barley corn that separates from a limb that was lost by a live person. Rabbi Nechunya Matame, Rabbi Nechunya says it's impure. Rabbi Eliezer of Rabbi Yeshua Matarin. And both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say that it's pure. So you'll notice that in these two cases, which are very similar, you have a limb that was lost by a person, the person is still alive, and then from that limb, either an olive-sized piece of flesh is separated, or a piece of bone the size of a barley corn is separated. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nechunya both say that in one situation it's pure, and in the other situation it's impure. They flip on which is which, but each one purifies one and impurifies the other, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says that both of them are tahor. So he's consistent in both cases, and the other two reverse their opinions in these two cases. So the question the Mishnah is going to examine is, why? Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. So they asked Rabbi Eliezer, Mara Isa Latame Kazayas Basar. What did you see that made you declare the olive-sized piece of flesh impure? Haporish me'ever minachai, when it's separated from the limb of the live person. Amar lahem, he answered, Matzinu ever minachai kameis shalem. We see that a limb that's lost from a person is in many ways like an entire corpse. Mahameis kazayas basar haporish mimeno tame. So just like with a corpse, an olive-sized piece of flesh that's separated from it is impure. Af ever minachai kazayas basar haporish mimeno yetame. Similarly, an olive-sized piece of flesh separated from a limb of a live person that was lost should also be impure. Amru lo, so they responded to this answer. Lo, we disagree. Imti mesa kazayas basar haporish min hames. If you declare impure the olive-sized piece of flesh that separates from a dead person, and you declare impure the piece of bone that separates from the dead person, should you declare impure the same size piece of flesh that separates from the limb of a live person, when you declare pure the piece of bone the size of a barley corn that separates from it? So they're saying to him, you're being inconsistent. You want to compare the limb lost by a person to a corpse, but you're only doing it in one of these cases, you're not doing it in both. Amru lo le Rabbi Nechunya, and then they turned and they said to Rabbi Nechunya, who held the opposite positions of Rabbi Eliezer, Ma ra'isa latame etzem kisaora. What did you see to declare impure the piece of bone the size of a barley corn? Hapoish me'ever minachai, that was separated from a limb lost by a live person. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Nechunya answered, Matzinu ever min hachai kameis shalem. He said the same thing that Rabbi Eliezer said. We see that the limb lost by a live person is the same as an entire corpse. Mahameis etzim kisa ora haporish mimenu tame. Just like with a corpse, a piece of bone the size of a barley corn that's lost from it is impure. Af ever min hachai etzim kisa ora haporish mimenu yetame. Similarly, a barley-sized piece of bone from a limb of a live person should also be impure. Amru lo, they responded to him. Lo, we disagree. Im timesa etzim kisa ora haporish min hames. If you declare unclean this piece of bone the size of a piece of barley from a dead person, shekain timesa kazayas basar haporish mimeno, and you also declare impure the piece of flesh the size of an olive that's lost from it, titame etzim kisa ora haporish me'ever min hachai, should you declare impure the bone lost from the limb of a live person, shekain tiharta kazayas basar haporish mimeno, when you declare pure the flesh the size of an olive that was lost from it? So again, they're saying, if you want to treat the limb of a live person like an entire corpse, be consistent. Do it in both cases, not just in one. Amru lo le Rabbi Eliezer. So they turned back to Rabbi Eliezer, who was the first of these two Tanaim with these split opinions. And they asked him, Ma ra'isa l'chalok midosecha? What did you see that made you separate your opinions? So in his case, he is declaring the olive-sized piece of flesh impure, but the barley-sized piece of bone pure. So why did he split and not treat them both the same? O tameh b'shnehem, o tahir b'shnehem. You should either declare both of them impure or both of them pure. Amar lahem, he answered them. Meruba tumas habasar mitumas ha'atzamos. We see that there are more cases where flesh is impure than where bones are impure. So he seems to feel that flesh is a more inherently impurity conveying matter. Shehabasar noheg bin avelos ubashratzim, because flesh is something that can make impure when we're dealing with improperly slaughtered animals or when we're dealing with these creepy animals. Masha ein kein ba'atzamos, but not bones. That's not the case. So we see here there's more cases of impurity with flesh than with bones. Davar acher, he's got another answer. Eiver sheyesh alav basar karoy, a limb that has a sufficient amount of flesh on it, mitame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. It can convey impurity by touching it and by carrying it and by having a tent over a person and over the limb. Chaser ha'basar, if flesh is missing from it, tame, it's impure. Chaser ha'etzem, tahor, but if bone is missing from it, it's pure. So this is kind of hard to understand, so for this we're going to look in the Bartnura, who will explain it to us. So, Eiver sheyesh alav basar karoy, a limb that has sufficient flesh on it. Eiver eino matame ela im kein yesh bo basar ugidim v'atzamos. A limb, a severed limb, would only convey impurity if it happens to have flesh and tendons, ligaments, and also bones. Dichsiv, in the Torah tells us, o be'etzem ha'adam, or the bone of a person, ma'adam sheyesh bo basar v'gidim v'atzamos, just like a person has flesh and tendons and bones. Av kol sheyesh bo basar v'gidim v'atzamos. Similarly, anything that has all of these components. So a severed limb would be the same rule. V'im chaser min habasar shahaya alav v'nishar bo basar karoy. And if some of the flesh that was on it is missing, but there's still enough flesh left on it, skipping just a bit, matame mishum aver, then it would convey uncleanliness because of being a severed limb. So what it means by flesh missing is it doesn't have to have all of the flesh on the limb. If there's flesh missing, but some is still there, enough is still there, it would still convey uncleanliness. Behind you dekamar chasar habasar tame. So that's what's meant by it's missing some flesh, it's impure. Aval im nechser kol shehu min ha'etzem shebe'ever. But if it's missing any of the bone that's on that limb, shuv enu matame mishum aver, it can no longer convey impurity as a severed limb. V'hainu d'ka'amar mechaser etzem tahor. So that's what it means by if it's missing bone, it's pure. Klamar tahor mishum aver, it means it's pure as a limb. Aval tame mishum basar, but it's still impure because of flesh. V'yem kein matzinu shim meruba tumas basar mitumas etzem. So we see another way in which the impurity of flesh is greater than the impurity of bones. Back in our Mishnah, Amru lo le Rabbi Nechunya. So now they asked Rabbi Nechunya. We understand why Rabbi Eliezer feels that the flesh from the severed limb is impure, but the bone isn't. So now they're asking Rabbi Nechunya, Ma ra'isa l'chalok midosecha? Why did you split your decision? O tameh b'shnehem, o tahir b'shnehem. Either declare them both impure, declare them both pure. Amar lahem, he said to them, Meruba tumas ha'atzamos mitumas ha'basar. He said, no, the impurity of bones is greater than the impurity of flesh. Shehabasar haporish min hachai tahor, because flesh that's severed from a live person is pure. Ve'ever haporish mimenu behu kubir yaso tame. But if a limb is severed from a person and it's in its natural state, then it conveys impurity. So the flesh alone is not enough to convey impurity. It has to be with the bone. Davar acher, something else. Kazayas basar mitame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. An olive-sized piece of flesh does convey impurity by touching it or carrying it or being under a canopy with it. Verov atzamos mitamin b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. And a rove, a majority of bones, also convey uncleanliness by touching or carrying or by being under a canopy with them. chaser habasar tahor. If this olive-sized piece of flesh loses some of it, it's no longer the required amount, and therefore it's pure. Chaser rov atzamos, but if the bones lose some of their minimum measurement, even though they no longer convey uncleanliness by being under a canopy with them, they still convey impurity by touching or carrying. So we see that unlike the flesh, they don't lose their impurity so easily. Davar acher, he's got yet another answer. Kol basar hames shehu pachos mikazayas tahor. Any flesh of a dead person that is smaller than the size of an olive is pure. Rov binyano v'rov minyano shalmes, but the greater part of a person's frame or the greater number of a person's bones, afo pisha ein behem rova, even though they don't fill a quarter kav, which is the standard measure for this, tamein, they still convey impurity. Amrulola Rabbi Yeshua, and now they asked Rabbi Yeshua. Now remember, Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was consistent in both of these matters, and he declared them both pure. So they asked him, Ma ra'isa latahir b'shnehem? Why did you declare both the olive-sized piece of flesh and the barley-sized piece of bone to be pure? Amar lahem, he said to them, Lo, no. Im amartem b'meis sheyesh bo rov v'rova v'rakav, if you say that these things should convey uncleanliness in the case of a corpse, well, a corpse has the concept of rov, the greater part of it, verova, and a quarter kav of it, verakav, and that's also decayed matter. Two fistfuls of dust from a decayed corpse would also convey uncleanliness. So if you say all those things about a corpse, somru b'chai, she'ein bo rov verova verakav, should you say that the same rule about the olive-sized piece of flesh or the barley-sized piece of bone should apply by a live person for whom there's no such concept as rov or rova or rakav? So he disagrees with the entire premise about treating the severed limb as an entire corpse. He says there's so many differences between corpses and people, you can't even go there. So that was our very long Mishnah that leads us to the end of Perek Vav. Now I'll have a brief rest with a much smaller Mishnah as we start Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Tzadok, al pidyon peter chamor. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok testified about the exchange of a donkey that needs to be redeemed, shemes, and the exchanged animal dies. So what happens is you would trade the donkey for a sheep, and the sheep would go to the Kohen. But let's say that sheep dies. So they testified, she'ein bo l'kohen klum, the Kohen gets nothing. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer, because Rabbi Eliezer said, chayavin bachur yosan. Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to replace it. K'chamesh sloyim shel ben, just like you would the 5 shekels to do a pidyon haben. They have to be given to the Kohen. So there, you're responsible to give it to the Kohen. If you lose it, you gotta get more. The Chachamim Omrim, but the sages say, Ein Chayavin Bachri Yosan, you don't have to replace them. Elekapidyon Shel Maiser Sheni, rather it's like the exchange or the redemption of Maiser Sheni. So Maiser Sheni is that you have particular produce that you need to take to Yerushalayim, and it's a pain to schlep it all, so you exchange it for money. If you lose that money, you're done. You can't get other money because the sanctity of your Maaser Sheni was transferred to that money. Similarly here, this donkey that needs to be redeemed was redeemed for this sheep. If anything happens to that sheep, you're done. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow and we will continue the 7th chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.